Canto 8, Chapter 7. Lord Shiva drinks the poison churned with the mountain Mandara. Sri Shuka said, the Suras invited the king of the snakes, Vasuki, promised him a share of the result, and wound him around the mountain to serve as a churning rope. Thereupon, they, in great delight, began to churn the ocean in order to produce the nectar, O best of the Kurus. Lord Hari was the first to take him by the head, whereafter the demigods followed. The Daicha leaders disliked the initiative of the Supreme Personality and said, we are not going to take the snake by its tail, that is its inferior part. It does not accord with the knowledge of our education and the honor of our birth and activities. Seeing how, consequently, the Daichas let it pass, the Supreme Personality smiled. He gave up the front portion and grasped, together with the demigods, the rear end. Thus, having determined where the snake should be held, the sons of Kashyapa, the godly and the demoniac ones, with great zeal churned to get the nectar from the ocean of milk. As they were churning the ocean with the mountain, it had no support, so that it, despite the fact that it was held by the strong man, because of its weight, sank in the water, O son of Pandu. Confronted with the fact that their manliness was defeated by the stronger will of Providence, their faces, heavily disappointed, darkened. The infallible Lord, whose ways and powers are inscrutable, saw the hindrance as arranged by Providence, and then expanded himself into the wondrous form of a giant tortoise, Kurma. He entered the water with it and lifted up the mountain. When the Suras and Asuras saw it rising, they decided to churn again with the mountain Mandara that, like a continent, extended 100,000 yojanas wide on his back. The rotation of the mountain being moved by the strong arms of the Sura and Asura leaders, my best one, was by the primal tortoise who carried it on his back, considered an infinitely pleasant scratching. Thereafter, to encourage them and increase their strength and energy, Lord Vishnu entered the Asuras in the form of passion, the godly souls in the form of goodness, and the king of the serpents, Vasuki, in the form of ignorance. Standing on top of the great mountain like another mountain, he who has thousands of hands caught the king of the mountains with one hand, while from the sky Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and King Indra, the leader of the demigods, offered prayers to him who was showered with flowers. With the Lord, the Supreme One, present on top of the mountain, below it, as also within themselves as the three primal qualities, and within the snake, all the alligators within the ocean, which with the great mountain with great strength was churned vehemently, got seriously agitated. The Serpent King, hissing violently in all directions, spitted fire and smoke from his thousands of heads. The Asuras, headed by Paloma, Kaleya, Bali and Ilvala, being troubled by the heat of his radiation, therefore all began to look like sarala trees scorched in a forest fire. Also the lustre of the gods was affected by his fiery breath that smoked their dresses, fine garlands, armament and faces. Ordained by the Supreme Lord, it then profusely began to rain, while breezes were blowing clouds of vapor that originated from the waves of the ocean. When the ocean, by the best of the godly souls and the Asuras, was duly churned, but no nectar appeared, the Invincible One himself began to churn. As dark as a cloud, in yellow silks, with lightning earrings on his ears, with the gleaming hair on his head disheveled, with his garland, reddish eyes, and victorious arms securing the universe, he grabbed the snake to churn with the churning rod for which the mountain was used, and assumed also for that purpose a size as big as a mountain. The churning of the ocean that agitated all kinds of fish, sharks, snakes, tortoises, whales, water elephants, crocodiles and timingalas, first of all produced a very strong poison called halahala. the terribly strong, unbearable poison that unstoppably spread itself in all directions, upwards and downwards, scared all the people such that they, missing the protection of their lord and master, O my best, sought the shelter of Lord Shiva. When they saw him, who, for the welfare of the three worlds, together with his wife, sits on his mountain Kailasa, he, the best of the demigods, served by saints who in austerity walk the path of liberation, they offered him their obeisances. The lords of the created beings, the Prajapatis, said, O Lord of Lords, O Mahadeva, O soul of each, O love of all, deliver us, who took shelter at your lotus feet, from this poison burning the three worlds. You are the one Lord and Master over bondage and liberation in the entire universe. You, whom we worship, are the spiritual master capable of taking away the pain of the surrendered followers. Almighty One, O Greatness, you, by your material potency, operating with the three modes of nature, manifest yourself as Brahma, Vishnu or Shiva for the creation, maintenance and destruction of this material world. You are the supreme Brahman, the secret of the cause and effect of all the life forms of creation. You are, with all the potencies you manifest, the controller and supersoul of the universe. You are the source of the spiritual Vedic sound, the origin of the universe, the soul, the life breath, the senses and the elements. You are the basic qualities of nature and the natural disposition, the eternal time, the sacrifice and the dharma of truth, satya, as also truthfulness, rita. It is unto you that one utters the original syllable consisting of the three letters A-U-M. O soul of all godly souls, fire constitutes your mouth, O Lord of all the worlds. The surface of the globe is known as your lotus feet, O self of the gods. Time constitutes your movement. The directions are your ears, and the controller of the waters, Varuna, is your taste. With the ether for your navel, the air for your breath, the sun glow for your eyes, the water for your semen, the moon for your mind, and the higher worlds, O Lord, for your head, yourself constitutes the shelter of all living beings, high and low. The oceans are your belly, the mountains are your bones, all the plants, creepers and herbs are your hairs, the seven types of mantras are your seven layers, koshas, and all the religions, O you, three Vedas in person, constitute the core of your heart. The five sacred texts of Vedic philosophy constitute your faces, together with the collection of the 38 important mantras derived from them that describe the reality of the supersoul of you, O Lord, who in your position of enlightenment are celebrated as Shiva. The waves of irreligion, lust, anger, greed and illusion are nothing but your shadow, the shadow on the basis of which there are so many secondary creations. Your three eyes stand for the goodness, the passion and the darkness, and simply glancing over the creation with them brought about the analytic scriptures replete with verses about the Supersoul, O Lord, O God of the Vedic literatures and their supplements, the Puranas. None of the directors of the world, O ruler on the mountain, neither Brahma nor Vishnu, nor the king of the Suras, Indra, can fathom your transcendental effulgence, the impersonal spirit of Brahman equal to everyone, wherein the basic qualities of passion, ignorance and goodness are not found. In this world, which has originated from you, and at the time of her destruction is burnt to ashes by you with the sparks of the fire emanating from your eyes, you have, out of your mercy for the living beings, annihilated Tripura, as also put an end to the sacrifices out of desire, the poison of false time, and many other forms of misery. But these matters are not part of the praises offered to you, since you bend this world from your mind. People, not knowing your help and kindness, shamelessly criticize you for being a savage person whom one always finds at the burial place smeared with ashes, and for moving with your consort Uma, despite your highly advanced austerity and even though your lotus feet are remembered by the spiritual teachers of contentment with the soul. Because of your elevated position above the moving and unmoving living beings, you are difficult to understand. When it is not possible for even Brahma and those belonging to him to properly understand your real nature, O Great One, how much more would that not be true for us who, living their lives in line with what was created with the creation, that is of Brahma, nevertheless try to worship you as good as we can? We can see you having manifested for the happiness of the world, but cannot see the full supreme of your transcendence, O Great Lord, whose ways are inscrutable. Sri Shuka said, seeing their pernicious predicament, he, Mahadeva, the friend of all living beings, out of his compassion for the great distress, spoke to his beloved Sati. Lord Shiva said, dear Bhavani, just see how pitiable this situation is of all the living beings under the threat of the poison produced by churning the ocean. Feeling responsible for all their lives, I must do something for their safety. It is my duty as the master to protect against distress. Devotees, at the cost of their own lives, protect other living beings who, time-bound and bewildered by the external energy, are of enmity with one another. The soul of all, the Lord, is pleased when one is benevolent to others, O gentle one. When the Supreme Personality of the Lord is pleased, I am happy as well, as also all other moving and unmoving entities. May there be the well-being of all creatures with me drinking this poison. Sri Shuka said, after Lord Shiva, the well-wisher of the universe, thus had addressed Bhavani, she gave her permission, very well knowing his capabilities, whereupon he proceeded to drink the poison. Mahadeva, out of compassion for the welfare of all living beings, consequently took the widespread hala-hala poison in his hand and drank it. That poison from the water exhibited its potency by turning his neck dark blue, a feature considered an ornament by the virtuous souls, the saints and the sages. Good and honest people practically always take to heart the sufferings of their fellow men. This is considered the highest form of worshipping the original person, he who stands for the completeness of the soul. Hearing about that act of Shiva, the god of gods, the graceful one, he was highly praised by the daughter of Daksha Sati, by Brahma, by the lord of Vaikuntha, and by all the people. Scorpions, cobras and other poisonous animals and plants are the beings that took care of the little bit of poison that was scattered here and there as he drank from his palm.